A ballot of workers at Tara Mines on a new deal aimed at reopening the mine in County Meath is underway. Now, workers, of course, have been in limbo for the last 9 months after they were temporarily laid off and the operation effectively mothballed. At the time, the company, Boliden, said the decision was taken due to unsustainable losses at the mine and other factors like the price of zinc, energy costs and inflation. Well, last night, hundreds of workers gathered to hear more about the deal that's on offer. North East correspondent Laura Hogan was there. She joins us now. Will you give us the background, Laura, to the meeting and the deal?
Yes, Mary. Well, this is a deal that was brokered between the group of unions representing workers at the mine and management following extensive discussions at the Workplace Relations Commission in recent weeks. And the deal is aimed at getting the mine back up and running and resuming operations there as early as June on a phased basis. And while unions will say that core pay and conditions have been protected for the workers, it does, of course, come at a price too under this deal, as there will be changes to work practices along with job losses if it is accepted. So the company is seeking around 150 voluntary redundancies under the agreement. But the devil is in the detail. All 86 pages of the proposals, so hundreds, probably around 400 or so workers, they gathered in the Simonstown GAA Club in Navan last night to go through it in great detail and hear more from their union reps about it. And I spoke to sector organiser with SIPTU, John Regan, just before it began.
Is it a good deal for workers?
Well, that's, you know, for them to make their minds up on this. We believe, you know, that it gives the opportunity to go back into employment, and it gives us the opportunity to hopefully influence how the agreement will be applied over a period of time. There is a review clause, 12 months' time.
And this has been going on 9 months. How would you describe that time for the workers and what they've had to go through?
Well, it's really, truly, it's horrendous what workers are after going through. To be left from very well paid, good terms and conditions of employment, to end up on unemployment benefit is not a place that really any worker wants to be. And it's been horrendous for them for 9 months. Any of them that didn't get employment, some people did, but they now realise how good the conditions was in Tara Mines.
The company would have said that the goal was to secure the long-term sustainability and future of the mine. Is that something you think will be achieved with this deal?
Absolutely. Tara Deep is the future of the mine, and part of the terms of these proposals is that Tara Deep will come back into exploration and starting to get out to the new mine, which has the potential for 30 to 40 years mining.
If this deal is accepted, it will be a phased reopening. How long is that going to take?
The phase is no more than 6 to 7 months. And we're hoping, with the way the document is written up, people will come back in groups and in crews. So that should speed up the process of getting people back to work.
And Laura, what have the workers been telling you?
Yes, well, I met many of the workers as they were arriving into the meeting last night, and I was asking them how they got on, how they've been getting on over the last 9 months since all this began. So they've described their lives being on hold for the past 9 months. Some were able to secure work, as you just heard. Others relied on social welfare. But many of these workers, they have young families, they have mortgages and bills to pay, but others are closer to retirement.
My name is Frank O'Neill. I started in Tara Mines in September 1982. It's my second time being laid off. Only this time my children are college educated and I'm working for myself now. So there's a lot of younger guys out there that I feel their pain, because I went through that in 2001.
Do you think what's in this deal will be enough for the workers to vote on and accept it?
I just don't know what way it'll pan out.
Gerry Devins. I operate mining machines on the ground. It has been a difficult period, because I was here in Tara the last time it shut in 2001. And work, there was work that time. The cost of living wasn't as high. The cost of living is very high now. Your same week's wages doesn't go as far. I was lucky enough to get work in construction, because I came from construction before I started in Tara Mines. So I was one of the lucky ones, you know.
And are you hoping to be able to go back to the mine?
Well, I have to discuss it with my family, whether I go for the redundancy package or not.
Anne Rowe, and I'm the admin in the mine department.
So Anne, we last spoke when you were driving out the gate in July. Yeah. We didn't know when you'd be going back to work at Tara Mines. How have you found those last 9 months?
Oh, it's been tough, yeah, because I've a 17-year-old daughter and her dad works in the mines as well. And unfortunately, I was renting, so I actually had to move home with my dad and bring her with me. So it's not ideal for him. He's 80 years of age.
Do you think it will be enough to get people back?
I don't know. It's going to be a tough call. I mean, everybody wants their job back, but I don't know. It's the terms and conditions are tough.
Jerry Shepherd, I'm a miner, so I am.
How have the last 9 months since all this started been for you?
Okay, plenty of work out there, so there's, so I wasn't really dependent on anywhere, so plenty of work out there.
Would you like to get back to Tara Mine?
Not really, no. I kind of like to go if they have the packages right, so we'll see what's going to be there, so.
As you can hear from the workers there, it was really difficult to gauge how they feel about this deal and what way this ballot is going to go. Some of them feel that the proposed terms of this deal are very hard to swallow, so they do have a lot to think on. Voting began last night at that general meeting in Simonstown GAA. It will continue for the week and votes will be counted next Friday, the 3rd of May.
And that's our Northeast correspondent, Laura Hogan.